Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy until we talk again later from WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Good morning. It is 55 degrees. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Los Angeles facing 3 days of clashes with protesters and demonstrations against ICE immigration raids. ABC's Matt Gutman was in downtown for the unrest.
Just moments ago, there's some projectiles being thrown. Just moments ago, a motorcycle seemed to try to break through the police skirmish line. And now you can hear all those flashbangs going off. Police are trying to push those protesters back.
Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom both saying they did not request the National Guard. It was the first time since 1965, the National Guard was deployed by a president against the wishes of a governor. Scores of scientists have signed a letter called the Bethesda Declaration, challenging Trump policies they say are meant to undermine National Institutes of Health missions, waste public resources, and harm the health of Americans and people around the globe. Warner Brothers and Discovery announcing this morning they will be splitting off into two public companies by next year. This is ABC News. 20 people are lucky to be alive this morning after the skydiving plane they were in crashed in Tullahoma, Tennessee on Sunday.
The plane experienced an unknown issue that resulted in the impact with both the trees and terrain.
That's City Administrator Jason Quick, who says 7 people were hurt, 3 hospitalized. However, no one was killed. Peruvian rescuers working overtime to try to find a popular mountain climber.
A massive search effort is underway on one of South America's highest peaks to find 36-year-old Edson Vandera. He's been missing in Peru for more than a week, along with 2 other climbers.
The reason he is there is because of his love for the mountains.
Vandera's ex-wife, Natalia, says he's always been passionate about reaching the highest heights. His latest adventure? To climb Artisan Raju Mountain in the Andes in Peru.
We see Allison Kosick, that mountain known for its steepness and for the constant snow and ice you have to deal with making it to the top. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy Father's Day to all those wonderful dads out there. Celebrate your dad. Great gift ideas for dad, granddads, stepdads, or godfathers from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Scattered showers likely today and a high in the upper 60s. West winds at 8 to 17 miles per hour. Tonight, a few sprinkles early, then partly cloudy and cool. A low of 50. Tuesday, sunshine mixed with clouds and warmer conditions. A high of 77. Wednesday, partly sunny and rather warm. Showers and thunderstorms likely by evening with some heavy rain and a high of 85. Thursday, mainly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely at times. And a high of 75. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On the first part of our morning show today, we're here with Lauren Glassbrenner, who is the River Valley District Administrator. I call him Mr. Enthusiasm. How you doing there, Lauren?
Hey there. I'm good. I'm ready to go. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's a little gray out there, you know. That cloudiness might be good for fishing, right? It might get the fish biting. It might be a good day to get out and do some field work as you see the farmers out there. But when I talked to my brother last week, everybody's got crops in the ground and we got a little moisture, but we sure could use some sunny days to make that corn and alfalfa pop. So yeah, we'd like a couple sunny days, I think, in Wisconsin, but I think we're going to get that Wednesday. Wednesday's weather sure looks good for grass growing and such. So yeah, we're excited. It's a good way to start the summer.
What about graduation? Everything go well at the end of the year for River Valley?
Yeah, everything went just tremendously. And again, a hats off to Derby Blakely, our principal over at River Valley High School, and to his secretary, Lou Kinchy. Many of you know Ms. Luann, and she and Tamika from the front office just run a tight ship, and they had a beautiful graduation day. The weather was perfect. We had many families there, but it was kind of a 100 kids, right? Right on the dot. 100 students graduated from River Valley High School, and we just had a beautiful day, and it was a beautiful selections from band. We had beautiful selections from the choir. We had just great speeches from senior class members. So we just really enjoy kind of sending those kids off to their next steps, getting them, you know, kind of halfway up the stairway, and they've got a few more steps to go, but we're excited about what they've done for us in River Valley. And in my speech, I just wanted to thank them for all their hard work and leadership. An incredible group of students graduated from River Valley, and I'm excited what they'll do in their next steps as they go forth into the world.
Your sports teams wrapped it up over the weekend, Wesley Hatfield and the soccer team.
Yeah, just a true hats off to Wesley Hatfield. He was at the track meet, and he did a great job. He didn't quite make it into the finals, but he was there, and he represented us well. And again, we've got an outstanding group of young ladies that had made the regional final in girls soccer, and they fought hard. They lost the game 1-0, but truly a defensive game and an incredible showing this year again in girls soccer. So again, I always try to say, be involved in all those things, whether it's FFA, whether it's choir, whether it's band, whether it's track, whether it's soccer, whatever it is, stay involved as a kid, because those are the things that get you motivated to go to school every day. Sometimes it's not the geometry class, or sometimes it's not, you know, AP calculus that gets us to want to wake up in the morning, but it is being a part of a soccer team or an FFA team or any kind of team at school that really brings kids together. So I love that part of this job. I think we get to celebrate the talents of different ways of kids. And so a hats off again to Wesley, and a hat off to our girls soccer team and their coaches. They did great work here at the end of the season, and now we jump into summer.
When you check your activity schedule, Lauren, it's very interesting, because
there are things on there that I didn't even know existed, you know, but you have, you know, and it's for the community, not just for the school, but you have pickleball listed.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Other things, you know?
Yeah, the schools are for the community. Our schools are used by different groups throughout the summer. So now we'll have weightlifting starting for a lot of kids in groups. We will have youth baseball. We'll have youth softball. We'll have youth volleyball. We'll have clinics and lessons. We will have pickleball, which is community, people in and out of our buildings. So those gymnasiums and that space, whether it's outdoor or indoor, are great parts of us that we get to be a part of in the community. So the campus is always busy. You know, we're excited because the River Valley campus is kind of still in the middle of town. So there's a lot of activity, even though there's lots going on for us with our staff over the summer. It's a great way for our community to use that resource as well. And, you know, if anybody wants to walk in the morning, a nice, quiet, wonderful, safe walk, our track opens at 6 a.m. every morning. So if you want to come, just walk the track, make some loops, and just get in some morning exercise as that sun comes over the horizon. You're always welcome to be a part of our campus.
Well, the big move is underway, I presume. We've been kind of hitting at it this year during your visits, and school year is done, so I'm guessing it's full speed ahead, isn't it?
It is full speed ahead. So even though the kids left on Friday at 3:15, those buses pulled away, and it was an exciting time, and everybody's honking, and the bus drivers are waving, and the kids are screaming out the windows. The teachers are back today. Today is a staff development day or a workshop day where they're finishing up grades, but they're also in the packing process. So again, as we close out that building up in Plain, the Plain Early Learning Center being vacated for us from students, that brings two more grades down to the River Valley campus. And we're excited about that because everybody will be in a centralized space. So it's going to be efficient and it allows us to have some savings there for our budget that we are really excited about. But within that, and you guys have heard me talk about it, it's kind of that great migration. 4K and K, meaning 4K kindergarten, as well as 5K kindergarten have to come down. So that means those six teachers displace six teachers, and those six teachers move into other spaces. So again, on the River Valley campus, we will have three buildings. We will have an elementary school that houses 4K through grade two, and then our middle school is becoming an intermediate school is what they call it. So it's not quite middle school age kids, but it's kids that are in late elementary and early middle school. So it's going to be called River Valley Intermediate. That will house grades third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Then the backside of our high school has a nice new wing, and that's going to become our junior high. So seventh and eighth graders will have a specialized space back there, a very secluded space, a safe place for parents and families and kids out there. So that'll take over a wing in the back of our high school. So that'll be River Valley Junior High. And then that displaces some people that go into different spaces at the high school. So all in all, if you think about it in kind of chunks of a pie, about 75% of our kids and teachers are packing it up and moving around. And so out of the 100 classrooms, 25 get to kind of hold tight. The other ones will have to pack everything, put it in a box. We will coordinate that getting out of a room, that room getting cleaned, and then new stuff coming into that room. And that really starts this week. We have the rooms where people are not moving getting cleaned really this week. And then from that point forward, it's the magical migration of everybody moving around the campus at the River Valley campus, I guess, right there in Spring Green. So we're excited about it. It's going to be a great time for opportunities, but it's a lot of work, you know, and a total shout out to Brian Cry and to a team of workers that are going to be on a maintenance crew this summer. There's going to be an incredible movement, and it's all orchestrated on paper. So hopefully, fingers crossed, good weather, and that things get to move and beautiful, you know, scheduled time so that we can make it smooth and efficient and get everybody where they need to be. Really, we're hoping by the beginning of August, so that in August, teachers can come back, they can unpack and be ready for those kids that'll show up right away in September.
You mentioned a junior high wing, so those are existing classrooms, and they're right around the what I call the new gymnasium area, right?
Yeah, that is right. So if you walk into River Valley High School and you look straight ahead, you see our cafeteria. Straight behind that is the new gym, which is now 30 years old, but still it's new to us, right? And
right.
So the wing that goes past that and to the right, which is kind of back where health and math classrooms were, will become our seventh and eighth grade. So that'll be the junior high. There will actually be a new front on that hallway where there'll be some double doors put in this summer So it's like you're entering into a separate space, and that will be River Valley Junior High. And back there, Mr. Hegland and the team of teachers will be running kind of a whole junior high schedule back in that wing. And then if you went to the right from the cafeteria as you walk in the door, it's kind of the older part of the building that will still remain River Valley High School. So it'll be a junior high school under one roof.
Junior high will still use the cafeteria, though, for
they
lunch.
They will. So that's the efficiencies that we pick up. They'll use that cafeteria, different time than the high schoolers. They'll use the gymnasiums. They'll use some of the tech ed labs. They'll be able to take some classes in woodshop, in welding, in automation. They'll be able to continue to take classes in agriculture. They'll be using the library. So our library at the high school is going from a 9-12 library to a 7-12 library. So we're kind of adding on those two younger grades in 7th and 8th grade to everything that was existing at the high school.
And offices like coaches' offices and AD office, and those remain the same?
They do remain the same. There's a few teachers that will have to travel, but they're only traveling on our campus now. So there might be a guy that has to teach a little bit over at the intermediate school and a little bit in the junior high or something at the high school and over at the elementary. So there are some of those specials teachers, we call them the elective teachers, that have to transition a little bit. But it really does put everybody with our big field and track in the middle, and everybody surrounds it. So it's going to be kind of a hub of activity right there in Spring Green.
Tell me about the new wood shop and the improvements there, Lauren.
So the wood shop's exciting, and we're excited to have a new wood shop come in. So the wood shop that we're currently using has been at the old junior high that became a middle school that is now going to become an intermediate school. So back in 1969, they finished up a wood shop on the backside of that building. And that wood shop has a great tradition. It has some great projects that have come out of it, but a lot of the equipment in there is existing from the original building of that. So we have some old equipment in our wood shop. So as that transitions over to the high school, we'll be taking over half of where the welding shop used to be. It's kind of the welding shop's classroom. That's going to be turned into a brand new wood shop. And we've been working with a design firm and really working on getting new equipment in there. So it's really nothing structural, no walls, no big changes there. The doorway is going to be widened a little bit, and we're going to update the windows so that they're not single pane. But beyond that, we're really putting in new equipment in a wood shop, and we're really excited about that. River Valley has continued to invest time and money into technology education, really what we call, you know, CTE. Right. And so within consumer and technical education, you've got a lot of different fields in there. You've got agricultural classes, you've got business classes, and you've got the tech ed classes, which for us are now going to be three updated labs for a wood shop, a metal shop, and an auto shop. And so those three areas, we continue to invest time and money in because we know that the kids need to be job and career ready as they leave River Valley. We started our conversation, Phil, around the idea of graduation. If you take that 100 kids that we graduate, about 50% of those kids will go into an apprenticeship, a two-year degree, or go straight to work. So you don't want to get kids just prepped to go to a four-year institution somewhere else. You've got to get them prepped to be in your community. And the jobs in our community are very much focused around the area, even here in Richland Center, around technology. They're around those fabrication. They're around those big ideas of working in some of the great areas of trades. So we're excited about that. So we want to make sure that we're prepping kids for that. So River Valley has invested some time and money there. I guess I'd love to also say that that money didn't all come from our budget. Oftentimes when we go to referendum, folks would shout out to me, you got to find money in a new way. Our taxes are high. We need you to find different ways to pay for all these great things that you need. And we did. We really went to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the WEDC as it's called, and we worked with them, and we worked with CESA 3, our cooperative education agency, and came up with some labs that were built off of grant money. And so the last 3 years at River Valley, we have paid 25% of a large lab cost that's coming in. And so for, you know, pennies on the dollar, we were able to really implement some new changes into a fab lab, a fabrication lab that goes into our auto area. So we're excited about that. It kind of creates an advanced manufacturing Manufacturing and Youth Apprenticeship Academy over at River Valley. And we're excited about that because it allows us to become kind of a regional leader in that, so that maybe kids in Riverdale or maybe kids in Ithaca or maybe kids out in Weston want to come down and be a part of this, that they could come in the evenings and still use some of this academy and they could be a part of that. So there will be a lot of kind of integration in the region of how to use these lab areas in River Valley so that we can continue to offer the great things to our, not only our community, but to our region to make sure that kids are getting what they need.
I know that schools have been doing that for a little while. If they can go to River Valley, it saves some mileage, doesn't it?
It does, because if they don't want to travel all the way into Madison to the Madison Area Technical College or go over to Fenimore, which is about an hour, you know, if they can take 20 minutes and come over to us and be kind of a regional space, we're more than welcome to have them there. So again, Carla Carmody in our welding area, Robbie Jacobson in our automation and fabrication area, and now TJ Wunicki, who will be getting a brand new Woods Lab, we're really wanting them to be local leaders so that they are connected with companies like Cardinal, like Rockwell, with local construction agencies, so that we're training the workers for the, I guess, the consumer. We're trying to make sure that the kids are trained and ready to go to get out into the job force if that's what the kid chooses to do. So we're excited about it. And it's a good thing. We've found some great monies, again, from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp to help us grant in some of those dollars. And that way we can afford it, but also it pushes the district forward.
Isn't it interesting how education has been changing the last few years to kind of fit the needs of students a little better, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it has. And I think it's, we can't just presume that we know what every kid's going to need. Again, back in the day, because I'm old, you know, I'm 55, we kind of got ready and it was known that we were going to have a couple jobs. Maybe we'd transition, like I was an educator, transition from a district to another district, but I wasn't going to leave education. You went into radio, into broadcasting, and you didn't leave that to go become a carpenter, right?
I'd have starved.
But within that, kids today, as they go into the job force, they will kind of jump between different careers and different fields, because technology has increased the speed of how some of these things are developing. So some of the computer technicians of today, we don't even know the technology that's going to be developed in the next 10 years for them to train into. So kids are going to jump and move a lot more, and we need to make sure that kids are flexible, that they're cooperative, that they're collaborative, that they know how to jump from these different fields and remain successful throughout their career path. So we can't just, again, presume or assume that they're going to find a job and stick with it. Those days are pretty rare. And so we want to make sure that the kids have all this great wealth and background of information and they're ready to go and get going. Just a great article that I was just reading the other day that came out from the Wisconsin Public Radio source. It talks about Wisconsin shop teachers overhauling all their curriculums to encourage kids to consider trades. We need kids to go into the trades. We need kids to be highly encouraged to go into the trades. They're great paying jobs. Whether you're from Middleton or Ithaca, you know, there's a lot that needs to be done. And there's a quote in here that I really liked. There's a lot more going on in these jobs and into these classes within Wisconsin schools than just showing up and doing some welding or hammering of the nails in the wood. There's a large industry need for these advanced positions. And one of the biggest hurdles is the lack of familiarity. So we need to make sure that our teachers are prepping these kids for these great jobs that are out there. And I think River Valley's trying to do a really good job of that. So I wanted to do a great big shout out to our community as they support an operational referendum in our district. We recognize that some of those dollars go strictly out there for the great things that we offer in tech ed and engineering.
The areas kind of in the same wing of the school, right?
Yes.
You can't have woodworking by welding, so you've got that all divvied up pretty well.
Yeah, I think we do. And I think it really does dig into the idea that welding kind of falls into art, and art kind of falls into woods, and woods kind of falls into fabrication, and fabrication falls into welding. And they're very integrated in that sense, but they are at the ends of our building because they're a little louder than some classrooms, right? You know, so if a kid's welding or if a kid's really trying to figure out the manifold on an automotive, you know, technology thing, we really want to make sure that they're out there. When I speak to the great things and the great electives that we offer in tech ed and engineering, I just want people to know that it goes from electronics to robotics to aviation to launching welding. It's basic gas metal arc welding, but it's also shielded metal arc welding. Just great things out there that we offer for the kids. And again, those are things that go beyond our budget. Those are not things that the state requires a district to do. It's what our district is trying to do to make sure that we're keeping up with the times and keeping everybody ready for the jobs that are out there after graduation.
What about the building at Plain? Has anything happened with that?
Well, the building at Plain, this week, the teachers are vacating, right? Mm-hmm. So kindergarten and 4K teachers, thank you. If you're listening, you're packing everything up, right? They've basically been having garage sales in their classrooms for all those kids. And I'm sure some of our 4K and 5K parents noticed some games and puzzles and things being sent home. And so thank you for taking those on. But now in Plain, that building will be sold. A lot of people wonder, what are you going to do with that school in Plain now? It will be sold. And our hope is that there is somebody in the community that really wants to take that on and turn it into something great for the community of Plain. We don't want it to just sit vacant because that's not good for one of our four communities. So we want to make sure that we're using it. So the Board of Education has directed the central office team to really find a real estate broker. And within the state of Wisconsin, we're seeing a lot of old schools being developed into new facilities for their communities. And so we're excited about that. This Thursday at our school board meeting, there's going to be a real estate broker chosen. From that, there'll be estimates and it'll get advertised and it'll go out for bid. And so we're excited about that. We'll have the summer to get everything out of there. That would be the summer of the Great Migration again, to get everything moving along and get it down to our campus. But then hopefully there's somebody out there that really wants to use that building in Plain. It's a beautiful building. It's got a great roof. It's got some great spaces in there. We're excited about the opportunities that it could bring to our community. So that'll go for sale. And that kind of answers that question. The broker will then take it over and they'll work with the board to come up with the best price and the best buyer, and we'll move ahead.
We drive by the facility in Arena that Yes. used to belong to the district. They've really put that to good use for the community.
Yeah, that's an incredible example of how you can take something that was a school and turn it into something new. It's on the level, so there's no stairs in that building, so it became apartments for people that could need that ability or disability, and there are some great apartments that were built in there, almost like studio apartments. So within that, but they also kept the gymnasium, and that gymnasium became, I believe, a gymnastics school rents it out. So there's kids that are still tumbling and twirling and whirling around in that gymnasium, but it also houses the Arena food pantry. So it has community feel, it has rental space, and it also has apartment space. So for all of those things, those three things add to that community. And that's exactly what we'd like to see happen in Plain. The school districts are not in the business of building housing, but they are in the business of using those spaces and making sure that we get them off to the next best user. So I think that's exciting. And we're excited about what could become of that school in Plain.
So the Great Migration is underway then. Is it? Are there phases that you're following then, Lauren?
This week, Phil, is really about cleaning in the rooms for the people that aren't moving. But this week also, our staff are being asked to come in and really get everything boxed up and get it going. So we're excited about that, and they'll get all those boxes ready. And then there's a huge spreadsheet that basically shows every room in the district of everything's packed, everything's moved out. A cleaning team comes in, everything is cleaned, that team comes out, the new stuff goes in, and so before the new stuff comes in, it had to come out from some other room somewhere else, and that creates a vacancy. So then the cleaning team goes into that vacant space, they clean it, and then new stuff comes in, that creates a vacancy, and then we go back into that space. So it's a cycle of somebody leaving, somebody cleaning, and somebody coming into that space. And so it's a big cycle of that on a spreadsheet, and it's all going to get done. We have enough time. In the summer, as we remain flexible and hardworking, we're going to get there. It gives us about 75 days to move about 75 classrooms.
It's not like an outdoor project where you have to, you know, it's dependent on the weather. You know, you can get it done indoors.
Correct. So, correct. Yeah. We'll have to have a couple trucks take a lot of pallets from up at Plain because kindergarten and 4K have a lot of stuff. So that stuff will come down and that will get down here. But beyond that, there'll be a lot of stuff in hallways. There'll be some gyms that have kind of some stuff in the corners. But beyond that, we're going to be able able to work really hard to get that done. And we've hired some people that are going to help us, some educators and teachers assistants that are really going to be a moving team, if you will, all summer to help us get everything coordinated. It can't be done just by the two or three janitors that we have in those buildings. So we had to hire in some extra people, but it's all worth it in the end. And we're excited about all the great opportunities. When I come back and speak in July, I'll give you a big report on what that looks like. And then in August, I'll be able to report that we're almost done. So it's going to go fast. It's going to be exciting. I keep saying exciting and positive, but it's going to be a lot. And we're thankful for the people that are putting in the hard work to get this all up and running.
What about hiring? I'm guessing as every year goes by, you've got a few staff that stay, some that don't.
Yeah, we've really right now don't have a lot of openings. We've been very lucky with some of the reductions based on our last referendum. We had to do some reductions. So some of those reductions created some opportunity for some people to move into new jobs. So that was good. And through attrition, rather than rehiring, people retire, and that's a good thing too. But we have a couple hires out there. We have a special ed job that's open right now. I believe we have a grade 2 opening that just happened because of somebody that moved to a different space. And then we have one secretarial and library job kind of open right now. But beyond that, we've been really lucky, and anything that we had in an opening, we'd throw it out onto the Wisconsin education system. It's called WECAN, W-E-C-A-N. And within days, we get applicants. Within those days, we interview, and people have chosen to come back to River Valley or to be a part of our teams. And so it's been a good transition. We've been able to fill all those openings thus far.
Wonderful. Well, yeah. Happy summer for you.
Hey, thank you so much. We're excited to do the work of summer. It's really where you set aside and kind of coordinate and get ready. It's kind of funny. The last 3 weeks as I go around the district, I get less busy. Nobody really wants to see me because I'm all about the goals of 25-26. And they just want to pack and get rid of 24-25. So I think the teachers are excited for the day of packing today and getting everything up and moving. And we're excited about summer. We're going to have a lot of things to move, but we're excited about what is to come. So anybody that wants to come by and see all the crazy, chaotic moving, feel free, stop on in or come on into the district office for a cup of coffee. I'm always really willing and able to sit down and chat.
We'll see how well-rested you are in July when you
I'll
come back.
I'll do my best, Phil. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet. Lauren Glassbrenner joining us, River Valley District Administrator, on this part of the morning show.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We've always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Welcome back to the Morning Show on WRCO Radio. We're talking about the Wizards of Rods annual Fun Run Car Truck Motorcycle Show going on this very weekend, Father's Day weekend. Joining us in the studio is Terry Filia. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. It seems like you were just in here. And it's been a year.
Mm-hmm, already.
Awesome. Tell me about this year's Wizards of Rods and what makes it special.
Well, we are at our fourth year at the Log Cabin Grounds and Grand Theft Grounds in Warrens, Wisconsin. And it's our 44th. Not too many clubs can say they've had that many shows. And yesterday we all got together and put together 200 goodie bags to be given out at our show. When people register, they will get a goodie bag, and it's stuffed with flyers of other shows, advertising from some of our sponsors and other folks. And they're probably one of the things that a lot of clubs don't do anymore is pass out goodie bags. We also have homemade trophies that are going to be available, 27 trophies that we made this year for the members pick out their top 25, and then we have pre and post 1947, I think it is, 46, 47. And then people make homemade trophies, like for most bugs, or I made one for, what was the name of that? Best Ford, because I drive a Ford.
So you mentioned 44 years. In fact, we have on the line with us today Tom Vinopal, who is a charter member. Good morning, Tom. Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, there he is. All right. So 44 years. Does it seem possible you've been around the club that long?
Well, it seems like every year goes a little faster. But other than that, I can't put words into, you know, what year was this? What year was that? I'm getting more feeble-minded as I go.
So many have come and gone during the time where you've had this going on at in Warrens. Why do you think this has lasted so long, Tom?
Well, we're rather unique. For one thing, used to be a joke that you needed to have facial hair just to be a wizard. And I think all of us are old and wizard-like, so, but we do a lot of unique things. We do those top 25, which are, you know, what happened way back at our 10th, we tried to go with all homemade, and it was like the people that wanted the bought and trophies were left out, and it didn't go over so well. So ever since then, we've been doing a combination. And from our 10th, we added one every year for 11th, 12th, 13th. We'd make that many top trophies. Once we got to 25, we said, oh, it's getting a lot harder to find sponsors. Let's cut it off at 25. So we do a lot of unique things. We give a lot to charity. I'll bet you we have given well over $75,000 over the years to charities. And some of those charities are St. Jude's Hospital, the local canine unit, Alzheimer's Association, Toys for Tots, American Cancer Society, all kinds of things like that. Plus, we give out two, well, it depends on how many we get for applicants, one or two automotive scholarships every year. We also collect pop-tops for the Ronald McDonald House. 2 years ago, we gave, I think it was $2,800 plus 12 full 55-gallon barrels of pop-tops. And last year, we had over 650 pounds. So, you know, it goes right to the people that need it. So we're kind of unique that way. We're one of the few that, like Terry had said, offer goodie bags. And somebody said, well, you don't have much this year. If you look at what we had yesterday to stuff, you'd say, holy cow, that's going to make an awful nice goodie bag. I think somewhere around 10 pounds. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. So
yeah, that really is.
Yeah, we do a lot of things like that. Yeah, I've been around for a couple of years.
but it's fun, Tom, you've been able to use, you know, this is a hobby of yours, but you've been able to turn that into a good thing that gives back. That's got to be rewarding.
Right. When we first started, you know, there was, I think, five guys in the garage and says, well, let's start a car club. And over the years, we have developed, and we're always evolving. We have a piece of highway that we pick up with our name out there all the time. We just do a lot of, we're charitable people, and it's been a very rewarding life for me. Because I'm the only one that stuck with it.
Do you have the first car that you ever drove there?
I have the first vehicle that I ever put on the road for the show. Okay. I don't have my first car. I kind of wish I did. It was a 64 Chevy. You can't go to a dealer and buy a 8-year-old car for $315 anymore, I'll tell you that.
I don't think so.
So I wish I'd have kept that car. But other than that, I've got, I think I insure about 14. So
that's all. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the insurance companies, they look at me, we can't figure this out. Well, I'll tell you.
Do you take them all to the Wizards of Rods show then?
No, I will be driving my 60. I purchased in 1978 a 1960 Chevy two-door sedan that I have been, over the years, customizing. It's a... It's got a 60 Cadillac grill in it. It's got a Continental kit. It's got Mercury Turnpike Cruiser skirts on it, tuck and roll interior, and something unique. It's got a 3-speed on the column following a 6-cylinder. And that's that inline 6, I've got it cammed out and bored, and it sounds pretty cool.
Younger people wouldn't know how to drive that, I don't think, Tom.
Well, you know, somebody said that 3 on the tree, that's a good deterrent for auto theft. So.
That and a lot of them don't know how to drive a clutch anymore either. So
that's true. What do you mean it's got 3 pedals?
Yeah, right. What's your favorite part of the weekend coming up, Tom?
Well, one of the things that it took me quite a while to get installed, and I think this year is going to be our 10th pinup contest. And that's a lot of the ladies that get out dressed up in their 40s and 50s outfits, and they compete. They have to do three poses on stage, and then, of course, I have to create judges for all that, and it's been, but that's my favorite part. I like the ladies.
Awesome. It goes all weekend. People can stop by any one of those days, I'm sure, and enjoy. You don't have to be there all weekend, do you?
No. If you want to come just Saturday, it's a reasonable $12 to stay Saturday. If you want to come up just Sunday, it's just Sunday is $12. If you want to pre-register for the entire weekend, it's only $15. It's most of the shows that you go to cost that much just to get in for a one-day show. And we've got, we'll be there Thursday setting up, and you can come in and camp. Camping is dirt cheap, too. $50 for the whole weekend, where can you go?
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's we'll be there Thursday through probably Monday morning.
Oh, that's awesome. Is there signage up so people can find where they're going?
If you get off say you're coming up the interstate. If you get off at exit 135, we are approximately 2 miles from that exit. We're just about two blocks outside of Warren's, and Warren's isn't a very big town. So, say you're coming up the interstate. So, it's real easy to find, and we will have signs up, I think.
I'm sure you will. Anything else you'd like to add today, Tom?
Well, everybody, come on up and check us out.
All right. He said with a lot of enthusiasm. All right. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Not a problem. Thank you, Phil.
Good luck this weekend. Tom Venipal joining us here, talking about Wizards of Rods. You listened to his talking here on the morning show. Terry, anything else you want to add that Tom said or you want to kind of expand on?
Yes. Our first activity on Friday is take a fish fry cruise. And this year it's only about 2 miles, and we can all enjoy a fish dinner together. And then Saturday, of course, is Vintage Dress Day. If you want to dress up in 40s, 50s, whatever, you're welcome to do that. We will have a DJ. We have two food trucks scheduled to be there for breakfast and lunch on Saturday and Sunday. We have games to play. We have a fan belt toss, radiator fill, several other ones, and this year we're going to have valve cover racing. As Tom mentioned, at 1 o'clock is our pinup contest, which a lot of people like and enjoy watching. And we have a silent auction going on from 9 until 2 o'clock both days. Got some nice items. They're posted on our website, Wizards of Rods Car Club, and you can see a few of the items that are posted for that. We have vendor swaps. Spots for vendors to bring in their automotive parts and other things, and I believe it's only $30 for a spot. So if you want to get rid of some stuff, I'm sure we have a good group of people who'll be glad to buy it. And we're going to have a tattoo artist again this year for the second year. We have two pinstripers if you want to get your automobile pinstriped, like I have my 61 Starliner pinstriped. And we are going to have plenty of activities. At 3:30, there's a poker run. And as Tom mentioned, there's going to be plenty of camping spots. And we will have flame throwing at dusk.
Ooh.
If anyone has ever been to Fire in the Hills, we have a couple of people scheduled to do flame throwing. And then Sunday is our show and shine day. That's the day that the members pick out their top 25. And then we also have, for the ninth year in a row, pedal car, stroller, wagon, and mini bike competition. That way the kids can bring in their wagons, their bicycles, their tricycles, and we will have awards for that. And then again, the silent auction is going to be Sunday. And then we give away the pre-registered people. It's a random drawing, and we have two fire extinguishers. I think Mike said two chairs that you would keep in your trunk when you go to shows. And then there are other things that we have set aside for the pre-registered. And then we also will have some cash prizes for people just to show our appreciation for coming to the show. So that's for our fun run.
Okay. Lots of things going on this weekend. We'll talk more about Wizards of Rods this Father's Day weekend in just a moment. We're going to talk to Mike Molitor as well, and Terry Filyaw is in the studio with us when the morning show continues.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Before your family gets swept up in busy summer schedules, get ahead of the game. Book your 2025-26 Student Athletes WIAA Sports Physical. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is holding the cost at just $15, which is due upon check-in. Take advantage of this discounted rate June through August at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, and Spring Green Medical Center. Call 608-647-6161 to schedule. Again, 608-647-6161.
The Wizards of Rods 44th Annual Fun Run Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show comes up this very Father's Day weekend. Mike Molitor is on the line with us now as well. He's been helping to get things ready to go. Mike, are all systems go for this coming weekend in Warrens?
Well, we're starting to finish up some last-minute items. I've been actually working on a couple of homemade trophies this morning that are last-minute. It's all coming together. Everybody really pulls together, and we're like a big family. We make it happen. Everybody does what they have to do, and it all goes fairly smooth. I've been in the club now about 4 years, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
So, Tom, he has you about 40 years or so as far as being a club member.
Yes, he's our founding father, 44 years.
Isn't that something?
The club is old, so... next year is going to be kind of a big year for us, 45. So, yeah, Tom is one of the last founding fathers in our club, and he really knows the history, and he's a great influence to everybody in the club and really helps make things go.
Mike, why did you get motivated to join up with the club?
Well, I'll tell you, my wife and I, we come... from old school, growing up with hot rods and old cars. Of course, they were daily drivers back in the day when I started out. I had several old vehicles. I had a 73 Challenger at one time and a 79 Camaro, and I had an old Mustang and a Charger, and grew up working on hot rods. And it's always been a thing that I've liked, and my wife too. And, so we decided to, in our later years, get a couple of old classic cars, and we were looking for somebody to be with, and we just happened to run into Terry and some of the other Wizards, and we liked what we saw. Very good people, and we liked spending time with them and their family.
It's amazing how much money goes back into the community and the area and the state, and that's another motivating thing for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We give to several charities throughout the year. We're nonprofits, so we get rid of our money every year. And we really try to help out as many people as we can. Of course, it only goes so far, but we give to several charities. I don't know if they were mentioned yet, but St. Jude's Hospital, Veterans Assistance Foundation, Freedom Honor Flight, Toys for Tots, American Cancer Society, VA Medical Center, Recreation Fund, Alzheimer's Association, Ronald McDonald House, Juneau County Canines. I mean, the list is long. So we try to spread out the wealth and do the best we can, as do other clubs in the area.
From how far out do you draw people to bring their vehicles to Warren's? Any idea?
We get people from Iowa and upper part of the state. People come quite a ways. We have camping throughout the weekend available, so they bring campers and maybe a daily driver to pull the camper, and some of them pull them with their hot rods.
Lots of fun. What's your favorite part of the weekend, Mike?
I think probably the favorite part would be the awards, watching people that we pick get their awards. We do a lot of homemade trophies, and I like making things from scrap, as well as we have a lot of crafty people in our club that really make some neat stuff. So seeing people's reactions and receiving those awards that they were chosen for.
That's fascinating that you make those trophies and you kind of recycle and reuse, it sounds like, to make them, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I pick up junk all the time and make it into something cool. Roller chains, sprockets, whatever I can find. I've been a welder most of my life. I started when I was about 5 years old running a welder, and I do it for a living. So I'm a millwright by trade, and I can pretty much repair or fix anything.
That's fun. Which vehicles are you going to be taking this weekend?
I will be taking our El Camino. We have a 1981 Super Sport, and that's my gas mileage car, so that's the one I'll probably be running back and forth with. We also have a couple other classics. We have a 63 Pontiac Grand Prix, which was an Arizona car, very nice, clean car. That's got the 421 big block engine in her, so she's not quite as good on gas. And then we also have a 59 Apache, which has a 350 in it, which it doesn't actually get too bad of mileage. I get about 21 miles of a gallon with that, but the El Camino gets about 30, and it's got a V6 in, original car, 70,000 miles on the car, a lot of fun to drive.
Oh, I'll bet it is. It's fun for everybody. It's fun for those of us that don't have a car to go out and dream, too. It's what about the opportunity to come out and view those? A lot of people just want to come by and spectate, don't they?
Right, and there's no charge for spectators. They can participate in all the games and everything on Saturday if they want to. We have kids' games. We have adult games. We have a lot of stuff going on with the food trucks, and we have tattoo people there, artists there. We have pinstripers there. There's just so much in the whole weekend that, yes, as many spectators that want to come and participate, they're welcome.
Oh, that's awesome. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Mike?
One thing we do have, I'm going to throw a pitch in. We have a summer cruise night, fourth Sunday of every month at Dairy Island in Mauston, Wisconsin. It's a little mom and pop, old school little diner that we gather at once a month throughout the summer, fourth Sunday of the month. And then we have a fall color cruise in October, which we meet in Reedsburg at Nishan Park. And we have a real good turnout for that every year. And we accept donations, we pick charities we give the money to, and we cruise about 100 miles through the countryside and end up at a restaurant. It's a lot of fun.
That's amazing, and I'm always I always admire those cruises, too. There are a lot of people out there that just want to have something to do with these beautiful cars, and that's a good opportunity to do it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I have a 20-year-old Pontiac Vibe. Do you think I'll fit in with that or not?
Bring it.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome. It doesn't matter.
That sounds like fun. Well, have a good weekend. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much. Take care. God bless.
Mike Molitor joining us on WRCO by phone line. Terry Filia in the studio with us. Terry, it just sounds like the makings are there. Probably no accident that you have it during Father's Day weekend, because you can bring dear old dad out, can't you?
Yes, and the way that happened was way before my time. But I understood that Jellystone was where we had the show for 40 years. And it turned out that Father's Day weekend was not a big fill for the park. And so when the fellas that put things together talked to the park manager, they made it Father's Day weekend for our fun run. And that 4 years ago, they put a water park, a water feature where we used to park the cars in the ball field. So that's how we ended up in Warren's at the log cabin. And from then on, we've just adapted to leaving Jellystone and then creating what we have now.
It's going to be an awesome weekend, and I know that we've only kind of hit the tip of the iceberg with some of the events. There were some others, I think, that you wanted to mention as well.
Yes. There is going to be a community campfire on Saturday, and I wanted to mention that there's going to be a potluck at 6 o'clock at the log cabin, and we're going to have the club supplying the meat, which I believe is going to be chicken breast. And then everybody just brings a dish to pass, and we all sit around and enjoy each other's company.
So that's on Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. What's the best way for people to look up more information about Wizards of Rods?
Go to our website, Wizards of Rods Car Club, and you can see we have our flyers posted. Like Mike mentioned, that was how we initially made contact with Mike and Charlene to become members. And that's the fourth Sunday of the month from 4 until 8. And if you bring your classic, you get a coupon from Tom to get a free ice cream cone.
You can't beat that.
No. And then we also do the Fall Color Cruise. And if you want to bring your daily driver, you're welcome to join us. Enjoy the fall colors and go on a cruise. And then we have a destination in mind each year, and we all have a meal together.
I know you make some wonderful trophies. In fact, last year you gave me my very first gold record on the wall.
Yeah, Tom created that. Yeah,
and it's still on my wall. I have a gold record on my wall.
So, good.
From Wizards of Rods.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like all the makings are there. I think the weather's going to be pretty good for you the way it looks.
We hope so.
Yep. And
we can't control the weather, but we can just hope.
You bet. Anything else you'd like to add, Terry?
Can I mention a few of our sponsors?
Sure, go ahead.
Of course, WRCO. WCCU Credit Union, Jones Chevrolet, Wagner Auto Service, L&M. Oh, I have to tell a story about we put a postcard under the bottom of each trophy so that the recipient can send a thank you to the person that made the trophy or sponsored it. And L&M got a postcard back from the people that got the trophy, and it turned out that they were in the salvage business as well.